I received an email with some news and some queries from Bhakta Kimani. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. Who is a young brahmachari in America. When we say brahmachari, traditionally we mean usually a young boy who's studying in the Gurukul. It can also mean someone who's older, who hasn't officially taken sannyas. It means someone who's never married, if they're older, and someone who's never engaged in sinful activities. It's a bit different in the West. A bit different, that's an understatement. It's a very different kind of society there, but Srila Prabhupada made brahmacharis out of vyabhicharis. You have that word? You probably don't have that. You have that in Tamil also? Vyabhichari means a dissolute person, someone who engages in all kinds of things that a brahmachari shouldn't, especially illicit relations with women. I don't know if what's the case with this particular devotee, but I'm just giving a little bit of the background because he's saying how he joined the movement. He was in Gainesville, Florida. During that time in the Krishna house there, I spent most of it being guided by Chaitanya Devi Dasi and Vallabh Sain Prabhu. I owe all of my advancement and whole being to these two devotees who took the time to fix me up directly under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, it's not easy to bring people to Krishna consciousness in such a hedonistic society. So, all glories to those few devotees in America who do take the time and the lot of trouble to bring people into Krishna consciousness. Of course, that's true everywhere. It's not here that in India you think that people should be so pious that they just automatically take up Krishna consciousness and give up all their anartas and become pure devotees. It's not quite like that, is it? What do you think? Not exactly. Again, it's an understatement. It's a long way from being that. We should remember that although India is called Punya Bhumi, and it is the land of Rama and Krishna and Ganga and Kaveri, it's also the land of Kamsa and Jarasandha, and other such people. So, we shouldn't presume that everyone in India is a pure devotee. We're all in this material world because we're not pure devotees. But definitely it is a great challenge to bring people into Krishna consciousness anywhere, and it's particularly less expected in the West. So there are some devotees in the Western world who still adhere to Srila Prabhupada's idealistic vision that let people come, surrender to Krishna, give their life to Krishna. They will not be the loser. So Vallabh Sain Prabhu and his wife Chaitanya Devi said here, Chaitanya Devi Dasi. They have done so all glories to their service. Now, Kimani has written here that he's moved up to Berkeley. Maybe you haven't heard of Berkeley. It's adjacent to San Francisco. San Francisco is better known. Berkeley is known not only among devotees, as berserkly. Berserk means wild and crazy. So berserkly, it's really very strange place, even by American standards. It's not an easy place to live if you want to be somewhat sane. Sanity is not a particularly esteemed quality in that part of America. So he says, I'm moving up here to help Mahatattva Prabhu. I think rather Mahatattva is probably doing a lot more to help him than he's doing to help Mahatattva. Mahatattva is, Prabhu is another of those rare souls who are really giving their life and soul to help people come into and become strong in Krishna consciousness with a special focus on trying to bring young men into the brahmachari ashram. So all glories to these devotees who are keeping the flag of pure devotional service flying in these dark ages where, anyway, I needn't go into detail about how the age is dark. So he goes on to he's learning shlokas, learning how to play musical instruments, Vaishnava etiquette, other things favorable to his advancement in Krishna consciousness. He's making, he says, his best endeavor to become a strong brahmachari. Jai. That's really an un-American. There used to be in the 1950s one committee, I can't remember the exact name, but the Committee for Investigation of Un-American Activities. Government agency. It meant having any sympathy toward communism. So to be a brahmachari is about as un-American as you can get, worse than being a communist. So, but amazingly enough, some people are taking that up. Actually, if after being through the whole school system, one has any intelligence left whatsoever, then one should see what is the use, what is this nonsense life? Working to get money so you can spend it on useless things. Completely superficial. So if some people, by the grace of Krishna, despite having an education, remain somewhat intelligent. And when they come in contact with devotees who are intelligent, because they can understand that life is meant for self-realization, not for sense gratification. When they come in contact with devotees, they take that up. And actually, many, many more people could take it up. In fact, I'm saying it's very difficult to bring people to Krishna consciousness in America. But with more focus, actually many people could come. In many ways, it may be the best time ever for preaching because people are frustrated and they can understand. They haven't understood the full extent of the cheating, but they can understand the whole economic system and the government system. They're supposed to have democracy, but they're just controlled. And the government acts unfairly against its people. So many people in America are aware of this now. And it's very frustrating it's very frustrating to think that your life is controlled by someone who has no sympathy for you, who seems to take pleasure in just crushing you. Just like so many people are in massive debts because of government economic policies, which favor the rich, taking from the poor to favor the rich, just the opposite of Robin Hood. So many people are very frustrated. There's tremendous confusion because there are so many different ideas floating around everywhere. The promoted goal of life is to just enjoy sense gratification, but it doesn't bring any happiness. And from a young age, people in America have access to all kinds of highly sinful sense gratification, which makes them very frustrated. I don't want to give a wrong impression here. You might think if you go to America, everyone's like some ravana or something. I mean, in general, most people are very nice in their general behavior, but very unhappy, frustrated people. Recently, a survey was made, an international survey was made, asking people all over the world, which country do you think is the greatest threat to world peace? And the answer came up, America. Because America makes all these wars because they say, Iran is a threat to world peace. Iraq is a threat to world peace. But 70% of the world's countries have American troops present in them, either overtly or covertly, in the sense that the governments don't announce it. They're just there. Anyway, getting a bit sidetracked here. So Kimani is talking about, he's doing book distribution, he's preaching. The future looks very promising in ISKCON Berkeley. So his questions. I was wondering, what way can I guarantee pure love of God, and if there are certain things that I should do or habits I should adopt which will help? Yeah, well, the question's a wrong question. What can I do to guarantee? But the whole guarantee that I'll get pure love of God. But the whole understanding of Krishna consciousness begins with understanding that I am not the master of my fate. Everything is in the hands of Krishna. We surrender to Krishna means we put our life in Krishna's hands. He may Aslishava Padiratang Pinashtu Mama Darshanan Marmahatam Kurutu Vayatatata Vavidatatu Lampato Mat Prananathas to Saivanapara. Krishna may smash us, may make us happy, whatever. Whatever Krishna does, I'm the servant of Krishna. That's all. An example is given by the acharyas, that the child may be punished by the mother. The mother may get angry at the child sometimes, but still the child has no place to go to for shelter than the mother. So in the same way, a devotee is fully surrendered to Krishna, and it doesn't demand from Krishna, nor does he think that he can control Krishna. There's no guarantee. Krishna may give love of God. He may allow us to come into his kingdom, or he may not. It's up to, we can't force him. There's no guarantee. Now I'm going to sit down and chant Hare Krishna non-stop until Krishna comes and bows down at my feet and says, okay, what do you want? It doesn't work. It is possible to conquer Krishna by love, but love means that one submits himself to the other. So, did you understand? Love means that one submits himself to the other. So, there are several statements like that. Ye prayasho, what is that? Gyane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadi avartam sthane stita shudigatang tanuvang manobi ye prayasho jita jitopi apitai strilokya. In this verse is described that one who gives up the endeavor of jnana prayasa, this is the endeavor to understand everything by oneself. So this is similar to I'll make the situation by myself. One should give up that endeavor and instead become humble, consider oneself very low, which we are by nature. We're very small. And we should spend our life hearing about Krishna from devotees. In whatever situation we are in, we should dedicate ourselves fully, mind, body, words, thoughts, in the service of Krishna. And in this way, he who is unconquerable becomes conquered. But you still have to be humble. Now, how can you conquer if you're humble? It's conquer by love, that Krishna feels so grateful that he gives himself to his devotee. It's something like the traditional understanding of husband and wife relationship. The wife takes a subordinate role, but she conquers, she wins the heart of her husband by her submissive service. But she doesn't take the position of the controller. Even though her husband, who is pleased with the service of his wife, he will naturally want to do, if he's of any decent character, he will naturally want to do everything to please her. So it's a reciprocation of love. When we say guarantee pure love, the very statement suggests a misunderstanding of what love is. It's not some formula that's controlled by rules and regulations, or it's not something that you can wrap up and put in a box and tie it up and put it in your pocket and say, it's now I've got it. Certain things I should do or habits I should adopt which would help. Yeah, everything that you're being taught, that's all meant, it's all for the same purpose. In the Nectar of Devotion, we can read all the basic do's and do nots. Krishna will help us. We should have that. We should have that faith and that confidence that if I surrender to Krishna, then surely Krishna will help me and bring me to Him. He wants that, but we cannot guarantee it. It's not under our control. So that requires faith in Krishna, trust in Krishna. Krishna will help us. And if we don't get pure love of Krishna, then we'll go on trying, that's all. We won't go anywhere else. We won't do anything else. I solely desire to perfect this life in one lifetime, and I'm willing to make an endeavor in that direction to the best of my ability by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. So that's very nice. I was also wondering if you needed me to carry out a particular service in this lifetime and what pleases you the most. Particulars at this point in the beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, just do whatever you're asked to do and just get accustomed to all the processes. Particular service we can see later. In the beginning, just like in the schools, in the modern school system, everyone gets a general education in the beginning and specific education comes later. So first take basic training and then we can see later. There may be some specific service. Specific service that you're already doing, apart from that, I think I quoted that several times in the last few days, when Srila Prabhupada was asked what pleases you the most, he said, if you love Krishna. But that's the first service, is to practice Krishna consciousness and for the sake of developing love of Krishna. But this is also a great service to assist Mahatattva Prabhu and others who are really trying their very best, giving their heart and soul to help others come to Krishna consciousness in America now, or anywhere in the world, but especially America was very dear in many ways to Srila Prabhupada. He actually liked America because he said that several times, that he appreciated how so many devotees from America had come to Krishna consciousness and had given their life and their energy and helped him spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So although America in socio-economic and political terms is clearly on the way down, although it's still undoubtedly the most, by far the most powerful and influential country in the world. So, as Srila Prabhupada said, if just, what was that, 1% of the American population becomes Krishna conscious, then the whole world can change. So it's a very important country. And if we're very happy when anyone, anywhere takes to Krishna consciousness, but as we have, under Srila Prabhupada's order and desire and mission to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, then strategically speaking, America is very important. So, Hare Krishna, short class today, and we can go. We'll move on to Bangalore. Any question about this? Obviously, these topics, any topics in Krishna consciousness, they can be elaborated on in great detail. Basically, if we stick to the process, do our best, and then the rest, that's up to Krishna to decide whether he wants to accept our service or not. Of course, a great secret is to, as Srila Prabhupada often said, if you want to please someone, you please their dog. That's an example from America. If you're walking on the road and you see your friend and he's got his dog on a leash, and you bend down and you pat the dog on the head and say, "Oh, nice boy." And then the person taking the dog, they feel very happy that you like their dog. So, yeah, it happens often in America. People introduce you to their dog and you're supposed to be happy to see their dog. So, we should try to please Krishna's dog. It means his pure devotees. That is the secret. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati katopi. If the guru, specifically here, the great gurus, acharyas, if the guru is satisfied, then very easily we can get Krishna's mercy. And if somehow or other we offend them, then hopeless. So avoid offenses. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Don't be in too much anxiety. I'm going to be Krishna conscious or not. Some anxiety should be there, but we shouldn't be overwhelmed. On one hand, we should have a strong desire to be Krishna conscious, but on the other hand, that's another of the injunctions in the nectar of devotion. One should not be overcome by lamentation and grief. So, Hare Krishna.